from Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California. I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on The Field Trip today is North Bay publicist Kim Taylor. Kim was raised in Marin County and was a former entertainment calendar editor and a features writer at the Marin Independent Journal. She combined her media experience and appreciation for the arts and entertainment and established herself as a respected publicist devoted to theater and performing arts. As a freelance publicist, she manages short and long-term publicity campaigns for mostly theatrical companies, entertainment events, musical artists. Her current client roster includes the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa, the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma, the Marin Shakespeare Company in San Rafael, and Film Night in the Park, among others. In 2007, the San Francisco Bay Area Theater Critics Circle honored Kim Taylor with the Barbara Bladen Porter Award, presented to an active mid-career member of the theater community. But I know that her two proudest achievements are her two lovely daughters, one of whom is actress Margie Taylor, who's been on my show in the past. Kim's talking to me today from her office in Novato, so please welcome to The Field Trip, Miss Kim Taylor. Kim, hi.
Hi, Mitchell. Thank you. Thank you for the nice introduction.
My pleasure. Let me just give fair time to your other daughter, Kim. Tell us her name.
Katie Forsyth.
All right.
She and her boyfriend, Chris, have just been engaged, so they're rethinking.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Well, I understand that the late Harvey Susser, who headed the drama department at the College of Marin, once gave you some career advice. What was that advice, Kim?
Well, it was at the end of my studies there at the College of Marin. I was part of a special group that went through a certain class roster to earn a theater arts degree, an AA degree at the College of Marin. And he knew that I really wanted to have a career in show business, particularly theater. But he also knew that I didn't have a lot of time to pursue it in college because I had to work. I think he also knew that I probably didn't quite have the talent that was needed to make it a career on stage. So he, in this evaluation in front of the class, he said, you know, if there was a job for a professional audience member, I think you could do very well at that job, but there isn't a job like that, so you need to go out and find a job like that, that where you can share your enthusiasm for theater. He was absolutely right.
So how did you get started in this field?
Well, you know, I initially tried in the early 80s. I was newly divorced. I had my daughter, Katie, and I made a go of it, but I really didn't succeed because I didn't have the experience in a newsroom that you really need to be a publicist. I think the combination of all the various jobs I had over the years, particularly working in the newsroom at the IJ, allowed me to give it a shot in 1999. What really inspired it, to be honest with you, for me to really jump out and give it a go was being at the receiving end of music groups and performing arts organizations and seeing that they really didn't know how to represent themselves to the media. They tried, but they really weren't doing it the right way. So I crunched some numbers and said, well, you know, if I go out and do this and make it affordable for theater companies and musical groups, then I can be happy and they can be successful. So that's what I did.
Kim, I know that this is a tricky business you're in. I mean, you have to represent a lot of masters, right? You've got the theater company, you've got the actors, and in a way, also, you've got the press, too, right? How does that all play out for you?
Well, you do. You have to coordinate with a lot of different people. And, you know, my clients are the theater companies and the performing arts organizations, but really my customers are the people in the media. and having that kind of approach to it has served me really, really well. So, you know, with working with the client, for example, a theater company, you've got to know what shows they're doing in the coming season. You have to forward think the opportunities you have for that, and getting word on who the cast is and determining if you have important and relevant stories there within the cast or your crew, and trying to determine the best way to get that theater company in the spotlight, as it were, for all the different things that they're doing and the people who are, you know, going in and out of their theater. In doing that, though, I try and make it as easy for the media as I possibly can. In other words, I try and do their job for them as much as I can, so that I can eliminate the step for them to bring the story to readers. And that's pretty crucial these days, because staff reductions at daily and weekly newspapers has really limited the amount of time that they can devote to the arts.
Sure has. If you're just joining us today, my guest on today's field trip is publicist Kim Taylor. Kim, I imagine that being a publicist is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week type of job. I know you work hard on your clients. Sometimes I'll email you about a show or an actor at 1:30 in the morning, and you get right back to me. I mean, you're up and working on this 24 hours a day.
It never ends. Yeah, I work from my house. You know, I have a complete room dedicated to the business of what I do. But yeah, I work really long hours, and I'm one of those people, when I've got things on my list that haven't been checked off yet, I have a hard time getting to sleep. And so I'll take a nap and get right back to it.
So that leads me to my next question. What does a person need to become a successful publicist?
Well, for me, what made the difference is being pretty good at a lot of different things. I don't necessarily excel in one thing or another, but I'm pretty good at a lot of different things. I'm a pretty good writer. I'm a pretty good photographer. I'm a pretty good actress. I'm a pretty good theatrical reviewer. So I think it takes a lot of different skills. I think you really do have to have a lot of, you know, knowledge and a lot of different things. You don't have to excel at them, but you have to be pretty good at them. And I am extremely enthusiastic about entertainment. I love entertainment.
Well, last week I interviewed Ken Bullock, a critic and theater critic, and I think that you'd make a pretty good theater critic. It's probably a job you don't want, but very insightful about theater particularly.
Well, I did do a little bit of reviewing at the IJ. I do know what I think should be in a review.
I think you'd make a pretty good director, too. You know about casting. You know about a lot of things, because I've chatted with you about lots of times about these things, and you're very insightful about all of that.
Well, thank you. I don't think I would want to be a director. I'd love to be a stage doctor. I think I would be a very, very good stage doctor. And I've had directors over the years ask me to, you know, come in and sit at their elbow and point out to things that I've noticed that could use a little brushing up. I do like to test myself to say, How could I have made this better if it was my responsibility? I find it interesting to go to a show and ask myself, what would I have done to improve the overall production value of the show? Yeah, I find that really fascinating.
What is it about the Bay Area that makes it special for you? I mean, I ask all my guests that.
Well, you know, I'm a fourth-generation San Franciscan. And I have a letter back from the 1880s where one of my ancestors wrote back to his family in Park City, Utah, and said, you have to come out here because you won't believe the weather. And they were freezing to death in Park City, Utah. I'm going to say, number one, the weather. I think the beauty is just unsurpassed. I mean, people just happen to stop here for various reasons and end up living here, and I think it's just the beauty of the place. But I also appreciate the attitudes of people. I would venture to say there's probably no other place I'd want to live on a full-time basis.
Sure. Well, it wouldn't be fair to have a publicist on the show and not let you get in some plugs for what's going on. Come on, tell me.
Well, Marin Shakespeare just opened this past weekend with Macbeth.
Magnificent show. I saw it, and I will be having the principals on my show next week.
Oh, terrific. And I thought Leslie Currier did a beautiful job with particularly the staging of it. I thought the way she told the story, there were a lot of visual surprises in it. So their next show is Complete History of America Abridged. And that's been updated recently by Sonoma playwright Reed Martin. So it'll include all kinds of recent political history. And then John Tracy, who lives in Oakland, is a director who's been getting a lot of attention in recent years for his work. He's coming to direct The Tempest for them. Sixth Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa has an extremely ambitious season. They're opening with Kiss Me Kate, and also on their roster is The Drowsy Chaperone.
That's a fun show.
Yeah, The Producers, 39 Step. That place is just going all the time. And Cinnabar Theater is opening with She Loves Me, which is a darling musical. And we'll put in a plug for Film Night in a Park, which is always a great thing to do during the summertime. They've got a lot of great films that they're showing in San Francisco, but their main home base is Creek Park in San Anselmo, and they've got some classics that they're going to bring to Creek Park, and all they ask for is a donation.
Well, listeners, there's a bunch of things to get out and see this summer, and Kim, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Thanks for taking us on a field trip.
Mitchell, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm really honored to take a ride with you on the field trip.
My pleasure. That's Kim Taylor, everyone. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music that you hear behind me is the tune Superjet. With the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front, it's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable, Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.